This is a replay of the Thursday night, January 16th WGN show. We started at about 10:30 right after the Blackhawks. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us, as they did tonight. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We've got 2.5 hours to spend together. If it's on your mind, it will be on mine. And toward the end of the show last night, we heard from Sam and Gurney. And he said, I believe he said, about that first JFK assassination attempt. Well, the one in 1960, I think. So back to Sam and Gurney. Is that what we're going to be talking about?
Yeah, Raleigh, thanks so much for having me back. And thank you, John, for receiving me. Well, yesterday was the first I'd ever heard that there was an assassination attempt on JFK in 1960.
Oh, yeah.
And immediately when I heard of it, I thought if there's someone that would know about it, it'd probably be Raleigh.
Well, yeah, this is Richard Pavlik. He was a mailman from New Hampshire. And I kid you not, this is one of those stories. But Pavlik at the time was like 73 years old, so he was born in the 1880s. And he spent most of his career as a postal worker in Boston. To say the least, he was mentally challenged. He was paranoid. He deluded. He thought America was under attack from foreign intelligence and all that. And so he tried to form a war veterans organization of Protestants to exclude the Catholics and the Jews. All right, kid you not. And so he was a basic complainer all the way around as far as that goes, and not put together on any level. And so here's our chronic complainer, and he dutifully votes for Nixon, who of course doesn't win. And so at that point, he had said that if a Republican didn't win, he was going to put a hex on the Kennedy family and all this. Well, of course, Kennedy emerged with a victory, narrow though it was. And so this was Pavlik now was just fit to be tied. So he goes out, he buys 8 sticks of dynamite. He packs his clothes. He gets in his car, a 1950 Buick. He drives down from New Hampshire to Palm Beach. Books into a motel. Reason for Palm Beach is there was a Kennedy compound there, and he knew that JFK would be there. And so,
Can I just interject something real quick?
Yes.
What would the time frame be like after JFK got elected?
Yes.
What would be the time frame?
Well, the event took place on December 11th of 1960.
Okay.
So December 1st, he goes down there. And he's lying in wait, knowing that the Kennedy would be at their Palm Beach found. Now, why December 11th? Well, because he was pretty sure that the president-elect would be going to Mass at St. Edward Catholic Church, and so he hides in the trunk, tucked under blankets and all this stuff, you know, his seven sticks of dynamite, and affixes that to some wire that has a trigger mechanism, and it was what he was planning to do, obviously, was blow up the vehicle himself and everything around it, detonated at the right place. So Pavlik initially was going to play. He thought, he says, I'm just going to slam my Buick into Kennedy's black sedan. That'll trigger a massive explosion and it'll kill us both. Well, one of the problems is that he was right that Kennedy was going to go to St. Ed's, but he was wrong thinking Kennedy might not be alone. He was there with Jackie and the two kids. Now, you would think right there that would have been a common assumption, which he didn't make. And so when he sees the wife and the kids, now he's, he's not ready to do this. So he resigns himself. He's going to try it another day. Well, 4 days later, he's arrested. The Secret Service arrested him. They had gotten a tip by the postmaster back in Belmont, New Hampshire, who was unnerved by some of the postcards Pavlik was sending that indicated that he was stalking Kennedy. And so they took him to the county jail, and, you know, he talked to reporters. And so he said, I guess I had the crazy idea I wanted to stop Kennedy, but Kennedy money bought the White House and the presidency. And of course, that was the deal. So it was one of these crazy stories, but it didn't hold a candle, of course, to what happened a few years later, and it was kind of lost time. But that was it.
Yeah, was he prosecuted for that?
No, I think he probably was. He was committed to a mental institution. So whether or not they prosecuted him before they put him in, into the mental institution, I don't know. He died in 1975. No one remembered him. So I'm guessing that he might not have been prosecuted, that he might have just, been done away with fairly quickly. But there might have been, obviously, there had to be some court appearance that would have put him in the mental institution.
Very interesting. And not to capitalize on the time, but since we're speaking about this type of thing, recently I read about Hinckley, and he's actually like a musician on the free right now, and he's like doing concerts.
Okay. Well, what can you say? There is a long list of people who have, thank God, not succeeded, but tried to assassinate public figures. Of all those that we know, they all have one thing in common. They're plumb crazy.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, thank you for answering my question and hearing me out, Raleigh. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I think there is a book about it that came out a while ago. So if you wanted to read that.
I'll try to hunt it down.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what the name of that book was. I think it was just The JFK Conspiracy.
Okay. All right. Thank you very, very much.
Sure. Okay, bye. All right. So,
have a good night.
888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. But would it have worked? Number one, who knows? Thank God we don't know. But that was the deal. He loaded the trunk with explosives and figure, I'll just run into to Kennedy's car and I'll kill us both. Yeah, well, that's one way to go. He was 73 at the time, which is rather old for a would-be assassin. Most of them are somewhat younger than that, but nonetheless, he was absolutely crazy. And it was known at the time, of course. It made the news and all those kind of things, but there were so many other things going on, and of course, when Kennedy got in, how many things came up in fairly quick succession that I don't think many people do remember that, but yes, I'm not sure why I do. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. If it's on your mind, I guarantee you it'll be on mine, whatever it is, assuming it has absolutely no import whatsoever, because we're here to have a good time on WGN Radio.
Get no rest, don't know how I work all day. When will I learn Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there. I guess I'll find love, peace of mind some other time, but I still have today. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Kane's people play night or day, they're just not matching what they should do.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. 1975 on Atlantic, Tom Bell produced it, and interestingly, everybody says Games People Play. That's not the title. It's called They Just Can't Stop It. All right, so in parentheses underneath that, it does say Games People Play, but probably so there was no confusion over a record that came out a few years earlier by Joe South with the name Games People Play. Now, I was assuming that Laura and Willowbrook wanted to hear the Spinners and not Joe South, but I got them both here just in case I'm wrong, and she's about to tell us on WGN Radio. Hello, Laura.
Great. Well, either one works good for me. I like that. But had the weirdest thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you mean Joe South when you requested it, or did you mean the Spinners?
I meant the Spinners, but okay. I don't have a preference.
All right, good deal.
Okay, all right. I had the weirdest thing happen last night, so maybe you can interject some thought. I had a food delivery coming in the late evening before the store closed, and all of a sudden the lights flicker out. Okay. So between 10 and 11:30, we had no power.
Okay.
So I'm waiting for my delivery to come, and they can't even buzz the buzzer because the electric's out.
Right.
So then the lady's delivering my food in the dark, and I says, oh, gosh, I can't imagine what happened because the street lights across the street were on, ours were off. She says, oh, well, I saw lightning. There's not any lightning in winter when it's snowing, is there?
There can be. It's possible, but that's probably not it. A couple hundred people, I think, were without power. From what I understand is that it was just somebody drove into a pole. I'm not positive, but that's what I heard.
That makes more sense. So it's like lightning? It's like, really? I don't think that. Not in winter, but I guess anything's possible, I guess.
Let's see what I can see online. Maybe there's something here. All right. Now, let's see. You know, the problem with some of these sites is you don't know what their time frame, but it says power restored at South Shore condo buildings amid the cold temperature. Are you in the South Shore?
No, I'm in Willowbrook, but I called the
power company.
Police, and they're like, I didn't know what to come. And they're like, well, go call the power company. So I did. And then they're like, well, we'll let you know it's when it's restored. I'm like, yeah, the power will be on. You don't have to let me know.
Right. That's great. Did you ask them what the deal was?
No, I didn't. They're like, oh, we don't know. So I wanted to call today and I forgot, but I want to call tomorrow and say, well, and then how is it on one side of the street, the lights are working, the other side isn't? It doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it does. That absolutely does make all the sense in the world, because the other side of the street might not be served by the same trajectory in terms of the wiring. Not unusual at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that part wouldn't surprise me at all. Well, that's interesting. You know, it was almost a year ago to the day that thousands were without power in Chicago due to snow. That was, ComEd had a map showing 96,849 people without power. But let's see if we can't see about Illinois power outages this month. All right.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, right. That was a big one. So this would have been on the 15th. And this would have been, let's see. I've got all these 16ths. I don't know about the 15th. They're not telling. I guess there weren't. Well, right now in Joe Davies County, 53 people have no power. All right. Well, that's not a big deal yet. We'd like a little more information on that, but yeah. I'm not sure. I'll keep looking.
All right. Well, two other things. I know you keep mentioning gladly about the Sea Crane radios and such. Yeah. And I've been wanting to get a catalog and look online and that, and I haven't done it yet. But is there anything that would be very helpful in a power outage, any of these things that I should be looking at?
As far as that goes, absolutely any of them, as long as you have batteries in them. Now, if you're talking about the one radio they have, and there is one that not only doesn't require power, but doesn't require batteries either, is the CC Solar. And the deal about that is that, sure, you can use an AC adapter, and sure, you can use batteries, and sure, you can put it in the windowsill and have solar power. But let's say you've done absolutely none of that. It's at night and here's the power's off. Well, there's a little hand crank on the back that you just crank that for about 30 seconds. It'll play for about 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. Really?
So,
my gosh.
That's one of those, you know, if you're saying, I want something that is truly an emergency radio that will work no matter what. And the neat thing about it is when you get the catalog, you can, if you can't go online, you can look at it. It's a neat little radio. And it's, you know, roughly the size of a brick or maybe slightly smaller. And it looks good. And it's got all the features you want, a lot of you know, digital readout and presets and all those kind of things. So, and a clock and all that. It's got the weather band. And it'll receive Bluetooth as well. So, you know, bottom line is that, sure, you can go ahead and put batteries in it. And you can, if you want, order the power adapter. Or you could also order a charger and do lithium batteries and all that. But when all else fails, just hand crank this puppy. And the neat thing about it is that it'll bring a dead cell phone back to life. Now, you're not going to be making a lot of calls, but for that one emergency call, you'll probably be able to do it. So, you know, I think the charging adapter is like $15, and then the AA's are like $1 each. So that's not much, but you can look at it. The CC Solar BT.
Oh, thank you. I think that's definitely got to be on my list. I definitely need to get that because this was insane. And it's like, my battery and my phone's going down. My battery on my tablet's going down. It's like, what am I going to do in the dark here? And then hoping that it wasn't an all-night thing so my groceries would last. I'm like, oh, my gosh. That's going to be very helpful. I got to go online and check that out.
Not only that, but it's got a built-in flashlight. You will always have radio and you'll always have a flashlight. So in terms of when people say they want something for an emergency, well, this won't fail you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And really, last thing, I don't know if you wouldn't mind, just to be kind of silly, can you play Rainy Night in Georgia by Vicki Lawrence?
Oh, sure. You had a couple of other requests, which I figured I played your games people play. So you wanted the Pointer Sisters, I'm So Excited, and the Commodore Sail On. I'd actually rather play Rainy Night in Georgia than either of those.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll take that.
By the way, you say Vicki Lawrence. That's the night the lights went out in Georgia. You know,
what I meant. Yes, thank you.
Rainy Night in Georgia is a completely different song that Tony Joe White wrote and Brooke Benton a hit. Yeah, all right. So you won Vicki Lawrence, the night the lights went out in Georgia, the one that was originally pitched to Cher, and Sonny said, you're not going to do that song.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
True story.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Well,
appreciate
it. Well, I'm glad you knew what I meant. Thank you, Holly.
Okay,
I appreciate all your help.
My pleasure. All right, so sure, we can do that. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. Yeah, I'm failing on trying to find out what the deal is with power last night. But if you know, tell me, 888-876-5593. Otherwise, we can talk about whatever is on your mind. And And right now, mine is somewhat of a blank, truth be known, but that's why I've got James from the South Side who winds up with tons of stories, whether we want to hear them or not. But usually we do. So let's see what James had in line. I know he had the dog mauling, but I've been staying away from those. Yeah, they're just some really horrible thing. All right, so here's a postal worker who stole $281,000 from the mail. I know. And you're saying, how do you do that? And the problem is I've got the headline, but as far as story, gone. So I will do my best to try and follow up on that. Meanwhile, Roku is no longer going to report streaming households, and Netflix does not report streaming households either. And so if you're wondering, this is not for your privacy. This is much more for their quarterly earnings announcements. And they're going to report major milestones, such as reaching 100 million streaming households, which Roku is hoping to do this year. But other than that, they're not planning to give that information out, and it actually hasn't been to their benefit in terms of what was going on in leaving that information out. So they'll do the milestones, but nothing else. Yeah, and meanwhile, I don't have any information about TikTok. I believe something's happening tomorrow on that, but you know the deal. Congress has said that, you know, gotta go because it's Chinese. And ironically, many of the members who voted for it to go actually have a TikTok page or whatever you call them. So that's interesting, too. But the Supreme Court, I think, tomorrow is going to weigh in on whether that pesky First Amendment is involved. So I'm sure you'll hear that elsewhere, to say the least. But we'll stay away from those things as far as that goes. Now, something that I heard earlier this week, kind of scary, that stolen SNAP dollars are not going to be replaced. This is the state of Illinois. And the problem is that people are hacked. And so hackers got away with more than $8 million in assistance over a nine-month period. So the Illinois Department of Human Services has been replacing them. But as of December 20th, they stopped. Now, I certainly understand the implications financially on that, but that's a hell of a problem for the people who are dependent upon that benefit, and suddenly they're found out, well, you're just out of luck. So 888-876-5593, but we'll find out what's going on the world at large and be back to it on WGN Radio.
On his way home from Candletop, been 2 weeks gone, and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello, and he said, hi, what's doing, whoa, said, sit down, I got some bad news, it's gonna hurt. Said, I'm your best friend, and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy, Seth. Well, he got mad and he saw red. And Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head, 'cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they harmed an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, Andy got scared.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And that is Vicki Lawrence, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. And as I say, Cher was offered to Snuff Garrett produce that, and Artie Butler arranged it. And Snuff wanted to give it to Cher because he was producing her at the time. And Sonny just was having none of it. That is just so. Bobby Russell, who wrote it, said, give it to my wife. And that was Vicki Lawrence from The Carol Burnett Show. And they were still married at the time. And they did. And of course, that was her lone hit, but a pretty big one it was. And I'm sure Cher lamented passing on that. All right, I'm lamenting something serious here. And that is, as you probably know, I've got two studios in Arizona, one at the radio stations I own, and then another one in the Phoenix Metro, so John does his therapy and all that kind of stuff. Well, the one rule of thumb when I switch studios is make sure that you have turned those Hunt Group phones off, because when you try to turn them on in another location, they're not necessarily going to work. And so I knew when I got back here Tuesday that I had a problem, but it turned out that Tuesday and Wednesday, the phones worked miraculously well. Tonight, they're not. All right, so we have people who are calling, and if no one's ever answering, call back, because apparently sometimes you're switched onto these phones and sometimes you're switched to an empty studio. And yeah, I wasn't planning to, but you can bet that I'll be making that drive back over the weekend so we won't have this problem on Monday. I'm also going to get signs to put on the doors to remind me never to do that again. But in the meantime, Greg got through. He's a first-time caller in Riverside. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Riley.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Can't complain.
Good. Good. I was calling because last night you were talking to a woman that said she was having a hard time setting up a sleep study for sleep apnea.
For her hours. You see, not that it was a hard time setting up the study. She sleeps days, and so she's not willing to do a study where they want you to sleep nights.
Correct. And I was just calling to let her know that my son-in-law had the same issue, and the doctor set it up. They'll actually send a test to your home, and you could take it in your home and then send it back.
Well, right, but that's just the preliminary test. You ultimately, depending on the results, have to go to a sleep center. But there,
well, see, my son-in-law never had to go to the sleep center.
Well,
it depends on the severity.
Well, not only the severity. See, here's the thing. Sleep apnea is not sleep apnea, not sleep apnea. In other words, every case is different. Now, if your son-in-law had obstructive sleep apnea, that's reasonably easy to cure with a CPAP, except that for some people who have obstructive sleep apnea, when they're using the CPAP, they develop central apnea, and then it becomes complex apnea, and that requires different titrations. And so for some people, it can be BiPAP, but some people have to go on what are really ventilators, the ASV machines, and they can't diagnose that at home.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just wasn't sure if that would help her out, because maybe she would be able to do it.
Yeah, but you know, there's got to, I just can't believe it, because John has done so many of these studies over the years in various locations, and there has never been an issue of finding one that wouldn't, you know, that didn't allow for daytime sleeping, because obviously if you have a sleep schedule that you never vary, and you go into a sleep center on a different schedule, it's not really going to tell you anything.
I know in Joliet, I have sleep apnea, and I actually did do the test during the day, and they had no problem with it.
Right, right, exactly. And did you just turn out to have obstructive apnea and a CPAP handled it?
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
And yep. That's the easy way. The only hard part, as you probably know, is, you know, deciding what mask. And, you know, used to be they'd let you try on a few of them. Now forget it.
Right, I'm lucky enough to where I'm not a mouth breather at night, so I just have the pillows that just go over your nose. I don't have the whole.
Yeah. Right, right, absolutely. Yeah. Well, that works out well. But yeah, the only thing I'm worried about with Fran is I believe she's on Medicaid, and so there may be a sleep center in Austin that does that, but they may say, gee, we don't take Medicaid.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah. I tried.
You did, and I'm so glad that you called. So, it says on the screen that you're driving. Where are you? Where are you going? What's the deal?
I'm a driver for Costco, and I'm at one of the stores right now delivering product for people to come shopping in the morning.
Well, thank you for doing that, because people don't realize that I don't care what store they go to or what the deal is. If it weren't for the driver who brought it there, there would be nothing on the shelf. So, thank you.
Not a problem.
All right, good deal.
And I do enjoy your show a lot, and it's fun to listen to, and I have a good time.
Great to have you. Hopefully you'll call again.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
All right, bye. So Costco's going to be stocked. Well, that's good news. So, yeah, you know, like I say, for 2 days, got through it without worrying about the phones. It was like a miracle. And now, reason I knew there was a problem is I saw that there were people on line one. In fact, we talked to Laura and Willowbrook, and then suddenly line five was ringing without 2, 3, and 4, and that told me, well, 2, 3, and 4 are probably ringing somewhere else. So, but Ruth got through on line five, and we'll get there. And if you'll try again, if you don't get an answer, call back. And I promise I will make the trip back to Globe this weekend to turn off what I should have turned off when I left Tuesday. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
I saw a peaceful old valley with a carpet of corn for a floor. And I heard a voice within me whisper, this is worth fighting for. I saw a little old cabin and the river that flowed by the door. And I heard a voice within me whisper, this is worth fighting for. Didn't I build that cabin? Didn't I plant that corn? Didn't my folks before me fight for this country before I was born? I gathered my loved ones around me, and I gazed at each face I adore. And I heard that voice within me thunder, this is worth fighting for.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And those, of course, are the Ink Spots on Shellac, 1942 on Brunswick. Ruth and Gurney wanted to hear this. Well, she didn't care what she heard as long as it was the Ink Spot. So I picked out this is worth fighting for. So Ruth and Gurney, there you go. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, zippity doo wop, zippity yay, Raleigh James, and a zippity doo wop day.
Huh.
Thank you, Raleigh, for all the great doo wop. I'm calling about ComEd and fire departments.
Yes.
ComEd first is ComEd will no longer take payments over the phone with a credit card.
Okay.
Now, I don't know about other states, but that's Illinois, and I found that out. Just a couple of days left on the last date was January 5th. So at the first of the month is when I found that out. Mm-hmm. That's not real disability accessible anymore, because I thought it was unique that I was able to, in these last 2-3 years of circumstances, to pay that phone bill over the phone. And so I'm pretty much aware of where the payments can be made, but that makes it far more non-disability accessible for me. Long lines to get to these locations, disability bus, and all those kinds of things. So I just don't have enough assistance with my caregiver to do what I'm doing now. But back to one other ComEd problem. RIHEAP gives assistance for low income, and even over the poverty level, but I'm under that poverty level criteria. And so I got an appointment almost 2 months later in January, in the middle of January. And I called, or they called me, and I answered the phone as I had done last year and the year before and the year before. Now, I used to go in with this documents and have the several locations. You can go to Senior Citizen Center or to other LIHEAP offices. So they told me that I have until January 21st to submit the application. And it's interesting because I can't go there. I'm not going to be able to get there or even get somebody there in that short time. So I called LIHEAP's hotline, and they told me that LIHEAP is available all the way until August, because I wanted to verify this few days of notice or I would be disconnected completely. And they said, well, it's all the way to August. And I said, well, what if they run out of the money? Well, the guy didn't know. He was on remote from Texas, but I got enough information.
Okay.
Go ahead. Were you
I'm just laughing that, you know, here he was on remote from Texas. More good news.
That was the why he, well, at least it's in this country.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, I'm grateful for any jobs that's in this country and not in other countries, but that's another story. So I just wanted to mention to this LIHEAP thing, which I'm going to figure out whether I can make that supposed appointment by the 21st. But if not, I'm just going to go further in pursuing that I should not be disconnected off of it, because if it were disability accessible, I would at least have a 7 to 10 day, even mail delivery can be given in 7 to 10 days. And I had to get another bill put into the mail for me, which, by the way, my bill was $196 for a one-bedroom apartment, and I do no TV, very little cooking, and very little electricity throughout the day or the evening. And I had been suspecting that I thought someone was stealing or tampering my electricity. And I've been finding that it may be someone's been opening the door and letting all the cold air in. But a year ago, not quite a year ago, January of 2024, my bill was $196, almost exactly 56 cents less the month of December. So it's almost 200. And other people have told me, well, they say I'm on a graph of ComEd bill, that I'm paying more than my neighbors. And I go, wait, there's our apartments with three bedrooms. I'm one bedroom. These are families. There's no way that I use that much electricity to be $196 for 1 month. Same thing with January of 2024, $196. So there's something there, and they're wrong, because ComEd, well, Edison Lineman will tell you that, yes, they can tamper from outside off the pole, and it can be tampered from within to another close nearby location.
Well, okay.
For stealing.
All right. Let me ask you. First, is your heat electric?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That, by the way, that is going to be pricey. But the next thing is, I'm not aware of your neighborhood, but in most locations now, there are smart meters, meaning that nobody's going out to read it. They're doing it by computer. So do you know if you've got a smart meter? Do you know how it was read or when it was read or who read it?
No, and thank you for bringing that up. I'm a little bit aware of monitoring, but I'm not extremely versed on electric monitoring of smart meter. But I will find that out, so thank you for that suggestion.
Oh, sure. Well, good luck, but I got to tell you, if you're looking at electric heat, talking about 1 month in winter in Chicago, I don't think under $200, even if you were in an efficiency, would necessarily be completely out of whack. Electric heat will cost you.
Well, the only thing is that it says that I am over what my neighbors are, and there's a subdivision, Kensington, and they are large houses.
All right,
and
well,
I know they use a lot more.
Right, but here's the deal. Remember, it really matters about insulation. And,
yes,
you know,
that's true.
Depending upon how your building is insulated compared to theirs, it's really an apples and oranges comparison.
Okay, well, I'm going to look into this. So that's great for the smart meter thing. Now, next little comment was fire departments. It's very rare that we ever hear of a scrutiny involving a fire department. They seem to be doing their jobs so efficiently as compared to other public service, you know, performances. It's just very rare that the firemen they do their job. That's the way we hear it publicly. I would hear other things with politics, EPO, PD, but our firemen are just always so very accurate. Now, I had mentioned to you that I wanted to be a fireman for my kid, but I said I would never do a job that a man could do it better. So I'm going to say that this fire department in California that's being assessed is inaccurate.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm just going to cut you right off here, Ruth, because now we're getting into real issues, and it's just not for this show.
Okay,
we could go on and
thing.
On.
One quick thing. Is there any women linemen? Because I bet that there's hardly any at all. And what a job the linemen do.
You might be surprised, but like I say, this is not the venue for it. But it's all available online if you want to look. All right, thanks.
Yeah,
appreciate
anyway,
it.
We like to credit the linemen what they're doing when they go out there and
of course.
Use their power.
Of course.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
appreciate
Raleigh.
It. All right, good deal.
Okay, bye-bye.
So we're going to get to Miriam. She's a first-time caller in Seneca. Hang on, Miriam. We're going to take a look at the news first, and then we'll be back right to it right here on WGN Radio. Thank you. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there he is, Johnny and the Hurricanes, beat Nick Fly. Jack in St. Charles wanted to hear it, and that was 1959. Warwick Records in the U.S. and London in Great Britain, as far as that goes. But yeah, Johnny was Johnny Paris and Toledo Band. They formed it the year before Beatnik Fly actually had a few other hits right out of the box, like Red River Rock and Reveille Rock and all that. And then, of course, Beatnik Fly, which actually was a flip side of Sandstorm. But interestingly, the group remained in effect from 1958 until 2006, when Johnny Paris died. And he was interviewed once, and he claimed that over 300 musicians had played in that band over its 50-year existence, and it's probably true. All right, so we have Miriam, a first-time caller in Seneca. Welcome to WGN Radio.
I enjoy your show so much.
Thank you.
And I, growing up, I thought I knew a lot about John F. Kennedy. What I did not ever know about this, the almost attempted assassination in 1960.
Right, Pavlik.
The book.
Yeah.
The book that has come out is by Brad Meltzer.
Okay. And
he
I think.
Just came out with it.
Yeah. Oh, it probably released this month, right?
Yes. Within the last week or so, because I saw him interviewed on something.
Oh, good. Good. I knew they'd been working on it a while. I think Josh Mensch was involved in writing it as well. I think they, you know, it'd been a while happening, and I'm glad they came out with it.
I was in fourth grade when President Kennedy was inaugurated, and my fourth grade teacher's husband set up an antenna and a portable TV for us to watch all of the celebration.
Oh, that's great.
And then I was in eighth grade when he was assassinated.
Yeah.
And that was horrible.
Oh, it really was. And, you know, there are so many books out on the subject, but I tend to think that probably if he followed through and disbanded the CIA when he threatened to in 1961, he might still be around.
That could be.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of stories.
They opened Jackie, you know, they opened Jackie's memoirs. Caroline allowed for that to happen. And she said what I've always said. Yeah, just look no further than LBJ.
Well, I didn't realize LBJ was so tall. They were saying Abraham Lincoln was a tall president. And the only other one that was his height was LBJ.
Yeah. Yeah, but he absolutely...
You can learn a lot.
Yeah, the fix was definitely in. He was involved in that, no doubt about it.
And may I say one thing? I am so fascinated about your knowledge on music.
Useless information.
No, we all learn from it. So I was telling John that my son, John, has no H. in his John.
Just like John doesn't. Our
he
John.
Told me that.
Yeah.
And my husband named our daughter Sarah with an H.
Okay.
So John's male all comes with an H, and Sarah's male all comes with no H.
Well,
and
that'll confuse
John that my son has been a fireman in Normal, Illinois.
Whoa.
For 25 years.
Whoa.
And John didn't know there was a Normal, Illinois.
He didn't?
Oh, well. He kind of sounded like that. He said, is there a Normal in Illinois?
Well, of course there is. But hasn't he been to Bloomington? I need to have a talk with this man. But
Well, John, I have permission to say John's been a fireman in Normal for 25 years, and he's not normal yet.
No, that's great.
There's three colleges in Normal.
Yeah.
There's three colleges, so there's that many kids that can come up with goofy things.
Oh, you betcha. No, I would imagine
that's
true.
Rock an elevator right off the supports.
Oh, geez. Oh,
and
geez.
Their parents got charged $48,000 for that.
Well, they should, but was anyone in the elevator when they did this?
There was like four or five college students.
In it?
In the dormitory elevator, yes.
Okay.
Well, my son was kind of in charge of it, and he knew nobody was hurt, and he kind of turned around and said, just take your time. So, anyway.
Yeah, Illinois State University is in Normal.
Yes, and right. Wesleyan. And
Heartland. In Heartland
yes.
there?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. yes. I enjoy going to Normal shopping much better than I do anywhere else.
Yeah.
They have a lot of good things to do. So,
yeah.
And yes, I enjoy you very much.
Well, thank
and
you.
And I will let John know when I call the second time.
And I hope you will. I'll look forward to that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
have
bye.
A good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
What do you mean, where's Normal? Come on. All right, John, I'll have to talk about this. And, yeah, he's lived in a lot of places, too. There's no excuse for that. And like I say, Illinois State and, of course, Wesleyan and Heartland. But, yeah, and we haven't even talked about Bloomington. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, we'll be getting to Don and Beloit. And before we do, we will. Yes, it is time. That's right. The moment you've been waiting for. I know it's time for Walter's Perspective, sponsored by HearingHealthCenter.com.
Close to the bone, sweeter is the meat. Last slice of Virginia ham is the best that you can eat. Don't talk about my baby, she's slender but she's sweet. Close to the bone and sweeter is the meat. Now she'd make a good thermometer if she drank a glass of wine. She's built just like a garter snake, she climbs up like a vine. My friends tell me I'm a fool to love a gal like that. Here's the reason I like them slim instead of big and fat. Cause closest to the bone, sweeter is the meat. The last slice of Virginia ham is the best that you can eat. Now don't talk about my baby, she's slender but she's sweet. Closest to the bone and sweeter is the meat. Yeah, let's go!
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yes, Closer to the Bone. Actually, on the label says Closest to the Bone. It was originally Closer to the Bone. Grandpa Jones wrote it. Yeah, you know, from the Grand Ole Opry. That guy in 1952 and recorded it and released it then. And then 5 years later, in almost to the day, in May of 57, Louis Prima with Keeley Smith and Sam Butera and The Witnesses released it. And that was Johnny D's request, and we will be getting to Johnny D. I see he is on board. Don is in Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. And yourself?
Good. I've been really busy playing hockey and working late, and I listened to you, but I haven't called that in a while.
Well, good. As long as you're having a good time.
Yeah, our friend Johnny D's on hold. Is that it?
That is true.
Oh, that's interesting, because I got something I wanted to say to both of you. That's interesting. That's interesting. Well, this Normal thing is just hilarious. Of course, it was called North Bloomington at first, but these Normal schools really cropped up right after the Civil War
Illinois State University is the oldest public university in Illinois, and it's interesting because Heartland College is the newest, but it's junior college. But yeah, Illinois State University has been around like forever.
Well, they just simply named it Normal, whereas they were called Normal Teachers Colleges or so on in all these other states. But the Civil War really, you know, packed a punch and caused a lot of organizations these ways for all these people to, especially right after the war, several more were made. Minnesota ended up with two of them, I just noticed. But anyway, you know, these were all Normal colleges. It's just that Illinois did a service by just changing the name of the town for the college then later.
Interesting, because I know Illinois State goes back to before the Civil War, 1857, I think. But yeah, I'm sure it makes all the sense in the world that it was a normal school. So
right, that's it. That's it exactly.
Yeah, right, and that was a French concept, normal schools.
Yeah. Hey, I want to go back. I often do. You know what I'm like. I often go back to things, the themes that we talked about, and we've all, I think you could say, we've all become sort of hominid knowledgeable, thanks to Johnny and you talking about these trivia things, right?
I wouldn't go that far. Johnny D's great at it, but no, I still think I'm probably in the dark on most hominids.
Well, it's very funny. I find some of these things very, very funny, and I'm not sure you realize how funny they are, but one of these was about 2 months ago, about 8 weeks ago. I'm driving from my Janesville hockey one Monday night, listening to your trivia, and this particular hominid, you were grilling, you know, Johnny on your trivia, right?
Mm-hmm.
This particular one had I don't know what hominid it was, sorry, but this particular one had a key development that the difference that really made this one noticeable was apparently the male and female incisor teeth were quite different from previous models.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever,
right.
Right?
Yeah, right.
I think it was incisor. It might have been canine, but I think it was incisors. All right, whatever. So I was thinking, you know, like back in the ice cave, Etsy ice cave, let's say, you know, kind of like a Fred Flintstone. He comes home from, you know, hunting the woolly mammoths, you know, to the spouse, and, you know, me and the boys were talking, you know, at the Water Buffalo Lodge, you know, and the wife gets all defensive. Oh no, my teeth are just as big and strong as yours, and I'm as tough as you, you know. And then the guys all kind of compare the teeth. It'd be kind of funny, like, how they might have noticed that back in the day. It's just my point. I thought that was very funny to watch that
kind of
go down.
It is interesting, but you're presupposing that they did notice it back in the day. Remember, all this comes from us seeing fossils.
Right.
They might have been utterly clueless.
I say Etsy because it's like they had some Etsy mirror they could all like kind of compare. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Anyway, your hominid questions are always kind of funny to listen to because you know, all these things were roaming the planet at different times, sometimes with other hominids at the same time.
Well, you know,
it's all kind of funny.
I don't put full stock in this. Remember, we're kind of looking at this from the remains that we find. We could be off.
Right.
You know, and I've often thought that we might not even be close.
Yeah, we know the size, you know, we certainly know the size differences and things like that. But you're right, like some of these very famous discoveries were just, you know, part of a jaw or part of a femur bone or something.
And who knows? That's exactly it. So I don't know. But of course, thank God Johnny D loves this stuff because he brings us all the knowledge that we otherwise would never have.
Right. When you were working in Rockford, did you happen to go to that Natural History Museum in Rockford? It's a great museum. It's a really great museum.
You know, I didn't.
Okay.
I went to, you know, the Clock Museum on numerous occasions, but no, I missed the Natural History Museum. We must not have ever done a promotion there.
I'm sorry, I should know this, but I don't think the Clock place is there anymore.
Oh, it isn't. It is gone. It is gone.
Yeah, that is the new Hard Rock Casino area, I believe. Sorry.
Right. No, I know it is gone. My accountant is still in Rockford.
Okay.
So yeah.
Well, if you need me to bang the door up for anybody, let me know, and I will be glad to do it for you.
All right.
Well, it's nice chatting with you, and I look forward to chatting again.
Me too. Thanks for calling. All right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yes. Now, speak of the devil, we have Johnny D, who's got a request. So, I just played your request. What else you want to hear?
I was wondering when you get it. Firstly, hi, and all that.
Yeah.
I was wondering when you were going to play that. I was thinking, man, I requested that way back, and then she's playing everything else by other people's requests. But,
you just
so you
never
waited.
Yeah, I was going to play it eventually.
All right. Anyhow, Don from Beloit must be easily amused.
Well,
he thought the hominin stuff is amusing.
Yeah. So,
it ain't amusing. Did you ever have the question asked you, Raleigh, like, what's it all about? Did you ever hear that question?
Oh, you mean regarding life?
Life, yeah.
Well, yes. Yes.
Well, I asked that question once of my father when I was about 20, right? I wasn't too happy with what I was doing and, you know, this and that.
Uh-huh.
I said, what's it all about? He goes, it's about survival.
Oh, God.
Right? Now, that's the best answer I ever heard of that question.
Oh, jeez.
Right? It's about survival. See, he came up in the Depression. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I think about it. If you go back all the way millions of years ago, what was it about?
Well, we assume at that point it probably was. But, you know, is it about survival now? See, that's somewhat of a loaded question because we can get into the spirituality of it.
Well, I mean, do you want to give up and die?
I'd be happy. By the way, I'd be happy to. Tonight's fine. Yeah,
you're not young anymore.
Well, even when I was, you know, I've never particularly liked the earth plane. Always kind of been ready to go. I'm not suicidal, but you know, if tonight's the night, okay, fine. It's been fun. So no, it's,
well, I don't know. You know, that's kind of hard. But I guess you could get there. I don't know. But.
Yeah, no, I'm sure being in a corporeal state has its benefits, and I'm sure that I signed up for this somehow and all that, and I'm sure there are things.
Man, you got the weirdest, strange way of thinking.
Yeah,
I never heard of something.
Yeah, well.
What do you do, listen to them shows on YouTube?
No, absolutely not. I just have my own theory about it all, and that's.
You've been thinking this way for a long time.
All my life.
Wow, like you signed up for this or something.
Yeah, like I said, well, I probably signed up for this. Oh, brother. And,
boy.
Yeah. And, not sure why.
You made a bad deal. Well, you know, you made a pretty good deal. You made a pretty good deal.
Well, I have no idea.
You got fame, fortune, all that.
Yeah, right. No, I'll know when it's over if I made a good deal or not.
Well, I guess that's one way of looking at it. Okay.
Yeah.
The one woman that called, the new caller. And she was talking about JFK, right?
Yes.
She's mentioned JFK.
Yes.
Just a second, Ron. By the way, Ben's over here sleeping.
You know what? Yeah. I just realized this. We had another break this hour, so we're off the air. We're talking on the stream, but Adam wisely went to break because otherwise he'd get a memo he won't like. So it's just you and I right now on the stream, not on WGN. If you want to wait, we can continue this there, or we can continue to chat now. It's totally up to you.
Who do you want to do?
I don't care.
So you throw the ball back in my court.
Absolutely.
I'll wait.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. All right, and that's where we'll pick it up on WGN Radio.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me love and consolation. You give me hope to carry on. And you try to show your love for me in everything you do. That's the wonder. My hand, and I'm a king. Your Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love to me is everything. And you're always there to lend a hand in all I try to do. That's the wonder.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that's the original, actually, and that's quite a thing because I think there's been about 140 recordings of it, truth known. Baker Knight wrote it, but Ray Peterson recorded it in March of 1959, and so that was the first hit, somewhat unlikely. He was from Denton, Texas, and died outside of Nashville in 2005, but did a number of things, including a cover of Ray Peterson's Good Night, My Love, that for those in Miami, Rick Shaw used as his closing theme every night. And every night that I heard it, can't you play the original? And the answer was no. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we're back to Johnny D. Now, once again, the phones are absolutely finork. This is my fault. I left them on at the other studio, and for 2 days we didn't have a problem. But today, line 3 and 4 are still ringing there. So if you are getting just ringing and no one's answering it, for God's sakes, try to call back. And it seems like 1, 2, 5, and 6 all work fine, but 3 and 4, well, you're just out of luck. So if it is ringing and ringing, well, you're going to have to call back when somebody else hangs up. And yes, I will make the drive back. And yeah, just what I need to do, right? Well, that'll teach me never to do it again. That's for darn sure, at least not till the next time. So Johnny D is back.
Yeah. You're pretty slick, Wally, coming up with the story about the phones and having to. Nobody's calling. That's what's going on.
Well, no, you see, the thing is, we've got six active lines, and four of them are busy. But the problem is that 3 and 4 out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 are not ringing here, and we've tried it ourselves dialing in.
Okay, I'll buy it.
I wish I didn't buy it because this means I've got to make the 200-mile trip.
200 miles.
That's right. Wow. And I.
Hey, listen.
Yes.
How's my Galaxy Samsung phone sound? Is it good?
Yeah, it's right. Right. Yeah, can't complain.
Okay, good. Because I thought my old one was better. I don't know.
All right.
I mean, I'm still learning how to use the darn. Everything's different on it. You know, I knew everything about my old phone.
Yeah.
And anyhow, but. So like I told you, the reason I called is because, like I said, you know, I listen to your show, you know, almost all the time.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, people say things and songs come to me, right? So you're one woman that was talking, and I had a little conversation with John about how we spelled our names, right?
Uh-huh.
And he seems to think that J-O-N was good. I don't know.
Well, that's what his mother named him. No, that's it. It's not a nickname.
Good.
I mean, well, actually, it's real good because she wanted to name him Kim.
No.
Oh, yes. His grandmother talked his mother out of it.
How in the heck would you want to name a boy Kim?
There are boys named Kim, but not enough of them, obviously.
I've never heard of a guy named Kim. It's like a boy named Sue or something.
No. Kim Fowley, he was a producer and songwriter in
Kim
L.A.
Kim Kardashian?
No. I think the full form for a boy is usually Kimball, K-I-M-B-A-L-L.
How about Kimberly?
Well, that's for a girl, obviously, but Kim, yes, it's English and it means royal or noble.
Really?
That's right.
That's great.
And usually, like I say, it's Kimball, and it could be Kimberly. I think there's a couple of people in Great Britain because Kimberly is a gender-neutral name. But anyway, that's the deal.
Did you ever hear of sexual dimorphism?
Yes. How did that come up?
Well, I was thinking about it when you were at the news about Don from Beloit. Is that it? Don from Beloit?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
When he was talking about the incisors or the canine teeth.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Well, there was a lot of sexual dimorphism amongst them early hominins.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Not so much with Homo sapiens. You know, we're pretty good.
And to this date, in many species, the males are larger than the females. And
yes, they are.
You know, so that's very, very common. And of course, like in birds, they have different colors, the males and the females. And then, you know, even when you look at lions, you know, the female versus the male's all decked out with his big mane and the female's not. And, you know.
Right.
So,
well, you know, the lions back in the Stone Age, they didn't have manes.
Yeah. Right.
They didn't have manes because if you seen these lions drawn on these cave art,
yeah.
Okay? Yeah, they don't have manes because back then they didn't have cave lions. Anyhow, so the woman is talking about John's name. And by the way, I like J-O-H-N. It's how I'm spelled.
I can't imagine why this would matter. You've got more time on your hands than anyone I know.
Well, I got tons of time while I'm retired, man.
Yes.
I ain't got nothing to do.
I'm jealous.
You know what? I could have went and shoveled the snow, right? Because there's a lot of snow over here.
I could give you a heart attack.
But then I thought, I ain't going out there. I'm 72 years old.
Right.
It was cold. It was like 8 or something.
Right.
It was like 8. So my neighbor kid across the street, he came over and did my sidewalk and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he put ice on my, the salt thing on my little porch there, you know, my steps. So I told Becky, buy him something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, so the woman, she was talking. So then I said, the song came to my head because she was going JFK. You know, she kept saying JFK a couple of times. So then in my mind, I'm going, how about your song? Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, where he goes, JFK, blown away. What do I have to say? Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Sounds like I'm boring you.
No. I'm just not a big fan, but I'm aware of the song, yes.
JFK, blown away. What do I have to say?
Yes.
Remember that? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do this. What I got done? Oh, yeah. Last night, I thought you were going to play. You were talking about Sam and Dave, so I thought you were going to play. I thank you.
No.
But you didn't play it.
I wasn't going to play it. I'll be happy to. I like the song. But what I wanted to do last night was play things that you weren't hearing when all the obits of Sam were out there. And that's why I picked the thing on Marlin from 61 and the thing in 64. And then I put the flip of Soul Man because it's just such a great record. So, yeah, I thank you. We'll play it.
Okay, great. And then I was looking at some... might have been when I was looking at these Louis Prima and stuff. I seen a video of this Brenda Lee person, okay?
Yes.
Singing this song, Rock the Bop. I wrote it down.
Of
Rock
course.
The Bop.
I have it. Absolutely.
And I thought, man, I never heard that song before.
Well,
it was 1957 she made it.
Yes, I know that. I'm aware of the song.
All right, could you play Rock the Bop?
You know, I think I have already, but I'll be happy to.
Yeah. I don't remember here.
Oh, yeah. No, I have played it in the past, but I'll be happy to play it again. Sure, Rock the Bop.
I mean, that's a pretty good bebop, or what do you call
she
it?
She did a lot.
A duet?
She did a lot of really good stuff. Some of it were only album cuts, but you.
I didn't know she looked like that. They had a video of her. Like she was a little
chubby Miss
Dynamite. Girl.
No, she was not chubby. She's about 4'11". She was actually kind of thin.
She had a round face and black hair.
And she's still alive. No, she was actually kind of a.
Oh, cute really? Girl. I'm sorry, Brenda. You're a pretty girl.
Yeah, no. Brenda was amazing, and she was supporting her family from the time that she was like 10 years old.
Yeah, she was only like, I don't know, 15 or something when she was doing this song.
Well, it was absolutely, she was about 14 because Brenda Tarpley was her name, and she was born in the end of 44. So, she turned 80 this year.
God bless her.
On December 11th. I believe it's the 11th. I'm not 100% sure. But anyway, yeah, she was born.
Somebody was talking about December 7th the other day. Oh, I think it was Linda.
Well.
Said that her husband would. And I'm thinking, that's the date that will live in infamy that I got hired at GM. Yeah. December 7th.
All right. Well, good.
Then I retired in 2006. I don't know, sometime in. I went on vacation. I took my 2 week vacation and I left. Mm-hmm. And I ran right into my retirement. So I took 2 weeks vacation before I retired. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But, okay. So that's all. And then did I give you, the request?
Yes.
Lock the bop.
Okay.
And, okay. Thank you.
My pleasure. Good to hear from you. Thanks, Johnny.
Wait, one more thing.
Yes.
One more thing.
Yes.
Monday's going to be an exceptional Monday. You know why?
Why?
Take a guess.
Why?
What do you think? Why?
Well, of course, it's Inauguration Day.
Okay, that's one of the things.
And it's Martin Luther
and
King.
And then Monday Night Trivia.
It's Martin Luther King Day. I think Monday Night Trivia might be delayed an hour. I'm not sure. I didn't write those down, but I need to. Carol did, though. She keeps me honest. She knows exactly what I'm doing, even when I don't, which is most of the time.
Well, you know, that's it, neither here nor there. But the big thing is Ohio State's going to win the national championship on the same day that Trump's inaugurated.
Okay.
How about that?
Well, very good. All right.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, so what's that phrase, from your lips to God's ears? All right, well, good luck to OSU, the Ohio State University. 888-876-5593, 8888-ROLLY on WGN Radio.
Well, I'm old enough to chick and old enough to rock the bar. Well, I'm old enough to cheek and old enough to rock at the bar. I got all my swinging jeans and I'm looking for a dream, 'cause I'm old enough to rock at the bar. I like a sax when it starts to scream. Man, I'm gone and I dig the scene. The drummer in the band is a setting the beat. Because I'm old enough to cheek and old enough to rock the bar. Well, I'm old enough to cheek and old enough to rock the bar. I got all my barbecues and I'm rocking to the blues, 'cause I'm old enough to rock the bar.
In 1957, it was a flip side that she recorded at the end of the year. Rock the Bop on Decca. 888-876-5593, 8888-ROLLYE. Now, as I say, line 2 and 3 are not ringing here, but 1, 2, 5, and 6 are. So if you're just ringing and ringing and ringing and saying, I don't know what's going on here, I would say call back, because let's say goodbye to Johnny D's line right now. And that leaves room for you. All right, Jim in Richmond, welcome back to WGM Radio.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
I have a bunch of things to tell you.
All right.
But number one, to get back at Johnny D, all of the seven kids in our family, we all start with J. And then when my mom got down to the last boy, at, you know, he's number seven, she was running out of names. And I just figured it out now sitting on the phone. He was born when Kennedy was president. So she goes, well, we're going to name him John, J-O-N.
Okay.
And, you know, and then they would go, people would go, no, it's H-N. She goes, no, you can take that H the hell out of his name. It's J-O-N.
I love it.
And because I don't know, you know, what the circumstance at the time, because we were all young when he was born.
Sure.
But it, that's what she'd always say. His name, you know, to the teachers in school and everything, his name is John, J-O-N. Take right. that H out.
Right, exactly. So, yeah.
And number two, I don't know if you've heard, but Bob Uecker died.
Yes.
And the news, 10 o'clock news, all they had was Bob Uecker, the weather, and Bob Uecker, and then they were, you know, they were done with it. There was all other news.
Right.
It was all Bob Uecker because he's a Milwaukee guy.
Of course, 90 years old, and can't think of the right. Milwaukee Brewers without thinking of Bob Uecker. Mr. Baseball, of course.
Right. That's what he was called.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you wanted to play Wild Thing for him, but you probably won't. Because that was from the movie Major League. You know.
Yeah, I'm more likely to play Talking Baseball.
Okay, that would be great.
Yeah.
And then now with Ruth, I made a deal with, we have We Energies, and they cover the heat and the electric on one bill. I mean, the gas and the electric on one bill.
Uh-huh.
So I told you I live in a 625 square foot house. It's 25 by 25.
Right.
And it was, they don't know the date that it was built. So I have single pane windows with storm windows.
Ah.
And when I first moved here, it was so cold in the house that I used to take that silver backed styrofoam panels.
Yeah.
And I put them in between all the windows. And it was dark as heck in here, even during the day. But I don't do that anymore. My furnace is 30 inches by 30 inches and 8 feet tall on the wall. That's all I got. So I was getting in huge gas and electric bills in the winter.
Yeah.
So I went and I talked to them because, you know, I said, I can't pay this bill. I don't make enough, you know,
when
retired on Social Security. So they made a deal like 5 years ago where I had to pay on a budget plan.
Okay.
And number two is I gave them my checking account information.
Uh-huh.
So I pay by the phone, and you have to give them the account number and how much you're going to pay. And, you know, I pay a flat rate.
Here's the problem. In Illinois, Ruth just ran into, as of December, they won't let her pay on the phone anymore.
Well, but she said with a credit card.
No, absolutely. They won't do
because
it.
Because I don't use a credit card. It comes right out of the checking account.
Yeah, well.
But then if she could get on a budget plan.
That is a good
idea. Really funny.
There may be something like that. That is a good idea.
Right. So it goes down where I'm paying, you know, and then come December.
Hang on a minute. I'm blowing the news. Don't go away. We'll be right back in moments right here on WGN Radio.
The Hitless Wonders turned the trick back in 1906. Shoeless Joe, please say that it ain't so. Comiskey still was there, but the teams were only fair. Applin came, aches and pains, he fell off 10 or so. Talking baseball, Benura and Big Ed. Sox baseball, Colin Chalk and Ted. Cuccinello, Jimmy Dykes, and Nick Altrock. Cass, Michael, Sewell, and Haas. Talking baseball. The South Side and the Sox. Siri hit four in one game just before Paul Richards came. The fans were thrilled by Aparicio. Sherm Lawler, Jungle Jim, then Lopez, he came in. All you need is lots of speed and the Sox go, go. I'm talking baseball. Billy Pierce, Pizarro, Sox baseball. Carrasquel, Romano, Jim Landis, Minoso, Nelly Fox.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. There's tons of versions of that. That's the only one I had on this computer. But, yeah, they're 45s, and I've got them all. But, so, yes, Talking Baseball, and that's as close as we got to Jim's Wild Thing. All right.
He was on the radio here for 54 years doing the Brewer games.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I love that, you know.
Sure.
And his favorite line, in the front row.
Yeah.
You know. So I was talking about the heat. So I pay on a budget plan. So I pay like 80 something a month starting this month, because at the end of December, you know, because you pay so much more in the summer,
right?
Because you're paying off what you
didn't pay
you
in the winter, right?
The winter.
Right. Yeah, they just
right.
apportion so, it, of course.
Right. So I got down my bill for December was $7.73 because you start from zero in January.
Well, that's
so then
great.
In June, you know, I pay like 80 something a month now. But in June it'll be 99 to 110 to pay to until you pay off, you know.
Right.
Because right now I'm with the gas and the electric, it's probably $160 or more a month. You
yeah,
know.
Right.
So that's why they put it on a budget plan. So I'm wondering if she could look into that.
Well, right. But you then know. The question's going to be: is she going to have the same problem when it goes up to 99 in the summer and she can't afford it?
Right.
You know, so
you know,
but it's worth checking into that, and also to see if
right.
there are any programs out there, and I don't know, but sometimes there are when you're below a certain you know, certain level where you can get assistance.
They gutted the house next door where my neighbor lives,
mm-hmm.
and before he moved in there, and it used to be a gigantic gas heater, and that house is only 20 feet by 20 feet.
Whoa.
And they had a gas heater in there in the middle of the living room. And my friend, who drives me everywhere, stayed there for 2 years. That's where I first met her, right, 50 yeah. feet away from my house. And anyways, they gutted that whole place, and they redid the whole place in electric. So he lives there, and he has energy assistance. So he does. They pay like half the bill.
Right. Well, that's the kind
you know,
of thing that I hope Ruth can get into a program like that.
Right. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
To get in that program, and then he also because he's so disabled that he gets rent assistance
sure.
because he doesn't make that much. He gets a very small Social Security check.
Oh, sure.
So,
and there are so many
things.
Yeah, so many programs out there, and it's a question of being aware of them because they don't come and tell you. You've got to apply for them. And,
right.
you know, it'd be nice if someone was helping Ruth kind of navigate the waters to see what might be available.
Right. And then they keep telling me, I should do it. And I said, when I first started here, I looked into that, but my Social Security check is too big.
Right. Right.
You know,
that, yeah.
Because I worked my.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
right.
I worked my butt off all my life, you
right.
know.
Right, exactly. No, that very often is the case that you don't qualify because you're just
right.
getting too much a month.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't think Ruth is, so hopefully she'll look into that. I've never talked to her about that, but
right.
I hope she will.
And then about Illinois State.
Yes.
When my very first girlfriend, right after she got out of high school, and that was my first girlfriend, and we met. We both worked at the same grocery store.
Yeah.
And she got to go to Illinois State after high school.
Uh-huh.
It was funny. Right after she got to high school, the high school closed.
Oh, geez.
You know, and it was Niles East,
mm-hmm.
and they closed. And so she went down there. So I would go leave work on a Friday night and drive down there, and that was 55, you know,
right.
back then, and then there were traffic lights and everything. It would take me 3 hours to get down there.
Oh, geez.
You know, and then I'd stay the weekend, and then I'd turn around at 5:30 in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning. I would leave and drive straight to work.
Mm.
And that was at the grocery store I told you earlier that my ex was at.
Yeah.
But you know, that was that. And then I knew everything around there, you know, because I was 21 at the time, so everyone wanted me to buy the beer and stuff.
Yeah, right.
And so I knew the restaurants and stuff. There was Avanti's.
Okay.
It was a beautiful submarine sandwich.
Mm.
So then when my son youngest one, who's in Miami, he was going to Robert Morris College and playing hockey for them. And then he told me, yeah, I met this girl, and, you know, and I followed her to Illinois State. So then he went to Illinois State, and I came down to visit him. And I said, I know all about this, you know. And I was telling him all the things.
Yeah. But
that was like 25 years later.
Sure, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
You know, and so then he was playing hockey for them. But then, he broke up with the girl. So after like one semester or something, he came back, you know.
Right.
But it was funny. So I says, did you go to Avanti's? And he goes, I don't know what that is.
Oh, geez.
So I just wanted to say that I had a lot of experience there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, good deal.
Driving back and forth. And then at the end, when we broke up, I had my motorcycle, and I drove down there to visit, and she was with her boyfriend.
Oh, geez.
And we were still going out. So then I got pissed, and I drove home on my motorcycle, except the temperature dropped down into the 40s.
Oh, boy.
And I was wearing a light jacket and no gloves. Driving all the way back with my hands on the engine.
I have a feeling you didn't go back again after that.
Oh, no. We were done, but she ended up marrying the guy, and now she lives in Texas raising these gigantic dogs. I don't know what they're called.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, good for her.
But I just had to put those things out there.
Yeah.
And then I see clearer today after the shot yesterday.
Oh, good.
But it doesn't improve the distance. That's what I'm calling it, you know. I went and ahead and rode with Wall to Wall to get my toenails trimmed today.
Okay.
And had a conversation with them. They will drive me to Quick Trip,
okay,
and turn around and drive me back home. You know, it'd be $6.
Right.
But I have to make that way in advance because.
Oh, sure.
I guess if I want it on a Friday, they're so booked up on Friday.
Right.
You know.
But you wouldn't need to do it on a Friday. You could pick a day when they're not busy.
Right. That's what I mean. But I worked that out, and now tomorrow when we go to Quick Trip, I'm going to find out if they have any changes.
Good.
But like I said, I've been working on all this.
And I am glad. I'm delighted that you are doing that. That's excellent.
Right.
All right.
Then my talking to my brother to take me to Milwaukee to see that place.
Yeah.
For them, things to help my vision, you know, magnifying glass, readers, and all that stuff. So we're working on that.
Good.
So I'm taking up too much of your time, but I just had to get those things out.
Well, I'm delighted you did, and we'll talk to you next week.
Right, and I think that I'm helping somebody makes me happy.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593, and I'll release Jim's line, which, again, we'll let a line come in here, and apologies to all of you who are dialing and not getting this studio. All right. I'll fix it, and yes, this is bad enough that it won't happen again. So 888-876-5593. We got Jeffrey and Alsip. We got Karen and Madison and James on the South Side on WGN Radio.
Sunny afternoon, and I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. So pleasantly live this life of luxury, lazing on a sunny afternoon.
summertime. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, those are the Kinks. Yep, Sunny Afternoon. That was Cindy from Chicago's request a while ago. 1966 on reprise. 888-876-5593. Jeffrey Ann Alsop, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, Raleigh?
Yeah, what's up?
I want to ask you something, because it's a mystery. I saw it in the newspaper quite a while ago. First of all, I'm trying to I can't think of the word, but it's something that has hair, it gives birth, live birth, and as warm-blooded. What do they call that kind of animal or beast or whatever?
You mean like mammals? I mean,
it must have been a mammal.
But Homo sapiens? Are they walking on 2 feet? I mean, you know, there's a lot of ways to...
Well, it seems to be an animal.
Okay.
But here's the thing. It went after its prey, and the prey was a lizard.
Okay.
It was, you know, like a little dinosaur, right. And here you had a mammal, a warm-blooded creature, leaping on its back and biting it.
Okay.
You know, so the lizard was the prey.
Right.
The mammal was the predator.
Right.
Now, just as the one was finishing it off, it had been bitten on the neck several times and fell to its knees. The lizard fell to its knees. A great big blob of lava landed right on the two of them.
Yeah.
So it was instant death. And what happened after that was many years later, they dug this thing out of a rock. They found it.
Uh-huh.
And the skeletons are both complete.
Okay.
But in the article, it doesn't identify what it was. I don't even think they knew what it was. I was wondering if you ever heard about anything like that.
Well, bottom line is that anything that is a predator in the lower middle tier of predators will gladly eat a lizard. And whether it's birds or cats or snakes or raccoons or dogs or, you know, fish or whatever, they'll eat lizards. So you got a lot of potential there. But was this fossilized? Was this a fossil they found?
Yeah, it was a fossil in the rock.
Okay.
And when they discovered the bone sticking out, they had to very carefully chip it out until they came out with about 2 complete skeletons.
Okay.
And
all right.
And it freaked them out because they couldn't identify the warm-blooded creature. But and the victim was something like a very tiny version of a T-Rex or a raptor.
Okay.
It wasn't that big.
Well, now, by the way, in equal time for lizards, there was a dinosaur-age sea lizard that was not what you're talking about, but pretty vicious animal. But, I've heard about these type of things, you know, but are you talking about the one that was a plant-eating reptile found? No, that was the one found in New Mexico, but...
I don't know. I don't know if it was a flesh eater. You know, it could have been a predator itself. But
well,
sure. The warm-blooded creature leaped on its back, surprised it,
right,
and started to bite it on the neck. And it fell to its knees. It was like on its knees inside the big rock that was once lava.
Right, right.
It was on its knees, and the other one was attached to its back. So when the lava hit it, it got the two creatures in the same mess. Simultaneously, and I was wondering because I read this in the newspaper, but at the time they never identified the predator. I don't, you know, the warm-blooded predator. I don't even think they knew what the hell it was, but they were delighted because I don't think they even see a skeleton like that before.
Right.
And I was wondering if you ever heard about anything or read about any such a thing.
No, but I'll tell you what, this is a good thing to ask Johnny D Monday night, because after all, he knows all when it comes to his hominins, and that'd be about the period of time. But yet preserved by lava, that's fascinating.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll tell you something. They had to cut it almost in half, but they did it very carefully so not to destroy what was inside. And it was almost like an X-ray of the two creatures, one on top of the other. And they managed to get all the bones out, chip them out, and in two separate piles, and put them together. So they had a whole set.
Wow.
The problem was they could not identify the predator. I don't believe they could. But it was warm-blooded, and it attacked the lizard. and I never heard of a warm-blooded creature attacking a lizard.
Oh, they will. Absolutely. Like no. Lizards are prey to just about everything.
Yeah, well, this is not your average lizard, though. This was, like, more prehistoric. You know,
well, right,
like
right. No, I know, tiny... but I mean, in general, lizards are a delightful meal for predators. So, yeah, it doesn't matter whether they're the birds or whether they're the snakes or whether they're the warm-blooded mammals. They'll all eat a lizard.
Yeah, well, and like I said, the lizard looked more like a tiny T-Rex or a tiny raptor. It was not extremely large.
Yeah.
You know, it was much smaller than a man.
Oh, of course.
And so I just...
Of course. And
I just wondered what it was, that's all.
They look like little geckos. And, I mean, I've seen some of those things that have been preserved, but... Earlier on the news this month, they were talking about a new species of lizard that was discovered in the lava fields of Argentina. But it's actually not a very attractive lizard, but be that as it may, the Vulcan lizard. But I don't see anything about a warm-blooded mammal consuming it. I'll look, and I bet you Johnny D will know.
Yeah, well, I've mentioned the reason they freaked them out was that, you know, besides being a live birth and warm-blooded, it had fur. The predator had fur.
Well, yeah, no, I understand that, yeah. So, as far as anything eating a lizard, I'm not really surprised. But I will try to find out what this was.
Well, I would like to know because they were, according to the article, they weren't at the time able to identify the predator, you know, warm-blooded. In fact, they didn't even know at the time that early in time that there was a warm-blooded predator that had the fur and it was warm-blooded and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway,
fascinating.
I'll
look for this. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and like I say, I bet you Johnny D will know, but it is fascinating. But, you know, I always contend when we talk about that, we're recreating these things, and God only knows how close we are or aren't. Well, we're going to run out of time for Karen and James, and Bill's going to get the final word, so you're closing it out tonight. Bill, you got 30 seconds.
Okay, the Jim, I just heard him, Jim from Richmond, I've heard him before. There are things that are called CCTVs, they'll enlarge print. You put the print under, it goes on a TV screen. He might check those out if he needs it. But if Jim, I've often wondered, if Jim has got vision of 2200 or less.
He does.
Does he carry a cane when he goes out?
I don't know.
Okay, he needs to because...
Yeah, he
most people,
right.
Yeah, well, but here's the reason.
The legal...
Most people don't know this. It's a federal law. If
yeah.
he runs into an older
right.
lady and breaks her hip, he can be sued.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have a cane.
Well, and plus, if somebody runs into him and he doesn't have a cane, they can get
right,
away
right.
with
but
not,
I mean,
not
they,
paying
they would
for him.
Blame, they'd blame yeah. him more
right.
than they blame the person who ran
right.
into him.
Yep.
Because he's the blind person.
Yep.
So if he needs to get a folding cane and carry it when he goes out. He can fold them up and put them away when he goes inside.
All right.
But that's a federal law.
Good idea. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
And again, apologies about the phone system. I will make the drive. I will fix this. We'll be back Monday night for trivia. I believe we are an hour delayed. Let's see if I can quickly tell you that, because Carol usually... yes. Okay, here we go. Monday night, January 20th, after Blackhawks hockey, probably right after the 11 o'clock news. So until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling, and those of you who tried to call and didn't wind up ringing here, my apologies. I will fix it. Long before Monday. And until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.